Hey guys, thanks so much for tuning in today. You know, the message that you're about to hear, I pray not only just inspires you, but it encourages you to follow Jesus even more. In fact, I bet there are some people in your life right now who you're thinking of that you know would benefit from such a timely message. Man, share it with them. And if you're watching on YouTube right now, I encourage you, hit that subscribe button. Stay tapped into all that God is doing here at CF. And lastly, I want to take this time right now to really thank those of you who support us. We wouldn't have any ministry outside of these four walls if it weren't for you, our friends, who come alongside us in prayer and support us financially. Listen, there are thousands who are benefited by this ministry because of your generosity, and we want to simply say thank you. To continue, or maybe to even start supporting our mission to help others and their families follow Jesus, you can very simply go to our website and visit cfmiami.org/give. Church family, I hope you're blessed by this. Enjoy the sermon.
Hey everybody, well, welcome to Christ Social. Can we encourage our worship teams today? Come on, let them hear it. Amen. Glory to the newborn King. Hey, well, welcome everyone. It is great to have you here at Christ Fellowship. My name is Zomar, and I have the great honor and the great privilege of serving as lead pastor here at Christ Fellowship. And I want to welcome everyone right now watching us online and at our local campuses. Listen, it is a blessing from God that we get to worship together and study God's word together live all throughout Miami. Amen. And so today, folks, if you're the first time here, man, great to have you. It's a really special time for us. It's Christmas season for us, obviously. And during the next 3 weeks, we're going to be looking at three different Christmas carols that have profound theological importance. And today, we're going to be looking at the moment that the angels came and gave a message about the newborn King. Amen. And so if you have your Bibles, turn to Luke chapter 2, verse 10 through 14. And you can follow with me as I read wherever you find yourself. Listen to what God's word says. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you what? Good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was an angel with the angel and multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth," what, church family?
Peace.
What, church family? Come on. Yeah, peace among those with whom he is pleased. In other words, that night, the angels declared a song, a message that the whole world longed to hear. And that was a message of peace. That is God's word. You can go ahead and take a seat, everybody, at all campuses. And folks, let me start off by sharing with you this with you. You know, travel back with me to September 1st, 1939, when Nazi Germany, under the leadership of Adolf Hitler, decided to invade and take over Poland. And folks, at this juncture, this led the United Kingdom and France to unite together and declare war on Germany. And folks, this caused then a great chain of events where virtually every great power in this world came into this conflict, which turned out to be the Second World War. And folks, at that juncture, it was Allied power against Axis power. It was freedom versus tyranny. And so every country, in a sense, was really thrusted into this war, and they began to send all of their resources, everything they had, onto this war. And as a result, to the degree that the lines between military life and civilian life were really blurred. In fact, it felt like every single human being was now part of this great world war. And folks, unfortunately, sad to say, this turned out to be the saddest, the most violent military conflict in world history. In fact, there's an estimate that about 85 million people died throughout the course of the Second World War. And so, folks, get this, for 6 long years, every single human being, listen, was involved in this war. And folks, every single human being went into a dark season in their life where all they knew was war, where all they knew was death, and where all they knew was sorrow. And folks, listen, what humanity, listen, when they longed for the most was a message that this war was over. And folks, listen, on May 8th, 1945, the great leader, Winston Churchill, came up to a microphone, and all the families all around the earth came to their radios in their place of business, in their home, and folks, they listened for the message they were longer to hear. In fact, listen to the message that went throughout the whole world.
The German war is therefore at an end. After years of intense preparation, Germany hurled herself on Poland at the beginning of September 1939. And in pursuance of our guarantee to Poland, and in common with the French Republic, Great Britain, the British Empire, and Commonwealth of Nations declared war upon this foul aggression. After gallant France had been struck down, we from this island and from our united empire maintained the struggle single-handed for a whole year. Until we were joined by the military might of Soviet Russia and later by the overwhelming power and resources of the United States of America. Finally, almost the whole world was combined against the evildoers who are now prostrate before us.
And folks, as that message went out, that their enemies, that the enemies of freedom were now prostrate before them. Folks, at that moment, Winston Churchill announced that this was the beginning of peace of the Second World War. And folks, it was the message that all of humanity was finally longing to hear. And folks, let me just bring that over to our teaching for today, because folks, what an example of the message that every human soul longs to hear today, amen? And folks, by that I mean that just like the world was longing, right, to hear about a message of peace, although temporary peace, just like that. And here's the main idea for today. Folks, every single human soul is longing for a message that not only provides temporary peace, but folks, more importantly, eternal peace to the depth of our soul. The human soul is longing for a message that will take out all of the sorrow and all of the darkness that's deep inside of our soul. And who knows, listen, maybe you're here right now. Maybe it's your first time. And the reality is that you're sitting here right now watching at one of our campuses or maybe online, and you have a smile on your face. And you're trying to keep up a brave face, but if we were to be able to peel off the layers of your faces, and the truth of the matter is that deep in your heart, there is sorrow in your life. Maybe you're going through a dark moment in your life, and the last thing that you're experiencing is peace in your life. Maybe it's something going on in your marriage. Maybe it's your family, maybe it's your children, maybe it's your finances, maybe it's a health issue, maybe it's an issue that just came about. And here's the reality. We're here at church right now, we're singing Christmas songs, we're singing about all this joy and all this peace, but the last thing that you're experiencing deep in your soul right now is peace. So you're probably wondering, Omar, listen, I long I long to take this sorrow out of me. I long to experience the message that God has for me. So what does God want to say to me today? Because I don't want to feel like this anymore. But folks, we're going to find out today from Luke chapter 2 and a special message that the angels declared over 2,000 years ago. Amen? And so if you have your Bibles, turn to Luke chapter 2 today. And folks, today I have three important thoughts for us about the message that God has for us. Christ Fellowship, are you ready to go today? Come on. Yeah. All right. So write this down as point number one. And that is that the angels sang a message of good news for those far from God. In fact, production, can we have a little more light, house lights, if we don't mind? If you don't mind. So listen to what God's word says. It says, and in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over the flock by night. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you, what, church family? Good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Now, folks, stop right there and slip into the scene for just a moment. Because a few minutes before this, the Lord of glory was born into this world. And the first thing that God the Father does is to send an angel, a messenger, to announce the birth of his son, and he sends them to a group of lowly shepherds. Now, folks, when the angel first appeared, as we just read, they were terrified, right? If you were ever to see an angel, you would be terrified for how they look. But the truth of the matter is, the angel says, do not fear, for I have good news for you of great joy. Now, folks, it's insignificant that God sent this angel to a group of lowly shepherds. And here's why. It's because at that time, listen, shepherds were uneducated, unskilled people, really at the bottom of the social ladder. So they were really poor people at the bottom of the socioeconomic ladder. But not only that, they were also considered dishonest. They were considered people that were unreliable, and therefore they could not even testify in court. And to make matters worse, they were seen as people who were ungodly and far from God. And here's why. It's because since they all, every day of the week, 7 days a week, they were always tending sheep, they could not keep up with all the requirements imposed by the religious leaders that were not from God. And because of it, right, they could not go and worship God like you and I come to worship God. No, they were not allowed to go worship God. And folks, listen carefully. It was to these people that God sent his angel to announce the birth of his son. People who felt distant from God. People who had sorrow in their heart. Listen, people who thought they had been forgotten by God. It is to these people that God the Father sent the first message that his son was born. And who knows, maybe right now you're here. Maybe you're a first-time guest. Maybe you just started coming to church. And the reality is that you feel far from God. You feel really distant from God. You feel like, man, really, God would not accept you, because if God knew all that I've done, what I've done to my family, what I've done to my private life, there's no way that he would accept me. Well, listen carefully. God's message is especially for you, amen? Because listen, God has a message of good news. If he sent that message to those lowly shepherds who fell far from God, listen, God has a message for you today. Can I get an amen to that? And folks, here's the message that the angels had. Write this down as big number two. The angels sang a message of peace. Now folks, listen to what it says next. It says, for unto you is born this day, in the city of David, a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloth and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, what, church?
Peace.
Peace among those whom with he is well pleased. And family, don't miss this. Because up to this point, there was only one angel that had appeared to these lowly shepherds. But all of a sudden, it says that there was a multitude of angels. And folks, that word there in the original Greek text, it's not just a few hundred. No, the word really, really means thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands of angels. And so get this, these lowly shepherds who were in awe of this one angel, all of a sudden now throughout the sky, they see thousands and thousands and thousands of angels appear before them in the sky. And folks, them together, they begin to declare a song, a message. And here it was. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, what? Peace. You see, these thousands of angels began to declare a message, peace to all men. And folks, here is the peace that they sang about. First of all, write this down as letter A. First of all, it was peace with God. In fact, if we go to the song that we just sang a little early on before I came up to teach, the song starts off by saying this. It says, hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. What's the next word? Peace on earth and mercy mild. And listen to what it says. God and sinners what? What is it? Yeah, reconciled. You see, folks, for the first time in history, peace with God is finally possible. You see, we need to remember that going back to the Garden of Eden, when God created humanity, listen, we were in right relationship with God. We were at peace with God. We were in a loving relationship with God. But the moment that Adam and Eve, listen, rebelled against God and took that fruit off that tree, listen, and sin came into the world, folks, at that juncture, they were no longer at peace with God. There was no longer any relationship with God. And folks, not only that, but Scripture says not only that we stopped having peace with God, but Scripture says that the human soul became hostile to God. In fact, God's word says this in Romans 8, it says, for the mind that is set on the flesh, right, a mind that is apart from Christ, is what, church? Is hostile to God. For it does not submit to God's law, indeed it cannot. And then Scripture goes on to say that not only are we hostile to God, but we were enemies of God. In fact, listen to what God's word says in Romans 5. It says, for if while we were what, church?
Enemies.
What is it?
Enemies.
Folks, that's not Omar speaking. That's God's word reminding us that we were once enemies of God. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. Which means, listen, that you can be the best moral person on earth, and God's word gets an indictment on our soul and says, you are hostile to God, and you're in fact an enemy of God. So put it like this, imagine for just a moment, the most tender little old lady you have ever seen in your life. You're picturing, right? She knits, she does all the little nice things. And throughout her whole life, she has helped the poor when she could. She helped her neighbor when they were in need. She helped those ladies. She helped that family. She's done everything possible. You know, and in your mind, there's no way that lady is apart from God. But listen carefully. Apart from Christ, without the saving grace of Christ, God's word has an indictment on her. That even though she's done good moral things, in the depth of her heart, she's hostile to God and an enemy of God. But you see, what that little child came to do, born over 2,000 years ago, was to bridge the great chasm between sinful man and holy God. Amen? This is why God's word says, in Christ, in that child that we celebrate, God was what, church? Reconciling the world to himself. For our sake, he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him, you and I, sinners, enemies of God, we can become the righteousness of God. You see, folks, the Christmas season is a time for us to stop and ponder that that little boy that was born in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago, fully man, fully God, will grow up to be a man, sinless man, holy man, and that he would one day lay his body on a cross willingly, and he allowed those soldiers to stretch out those arms on that cross. Listen carefully. He was, with one arm, he was grabbing sinful man, you and me, and holy God, amen, and reconciled us by the death of his son. Can we praise God today for that? And listen, when he reconciles us, now we are at peace with God. Why? Our sins have been paid for, and now we can have a relationship with God, and we are at peace with God. And here's the beauty. That peace that we have with God, we're no longer hostile to God. That leads now to, write this down, letter B. It leads for you to have peace within your own soul. See, listen, once you are at peace with God, once you are right with God, once you know that you are his and he is yours, listen, peace shall transcend into your soul. And listen, when the cares of this world come, when the bad news come, when the uncertainty comes, when the conflicts come, and they're coming, listen carefully, you need to know that you're not alone anymore. You know that you have God with you every single step of the way, amen? And listen, this is why God's words remind us, rejoice in the Lord. I say rejoice. Why? The Lord is at what? At hand. The Lord is at hand. The Lord is with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. So do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the what, church?
Peace.
And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Listen, some of you are here right now and you're not even paying attention to the teaching because you're so worried about an issue in your life. Because you're so consumed with anxiousness that is debilitating you. Listen, if you are a child of God, it is a reminder that Christmas time is a reminder to us that you are not alone. And that through prayer, listen, when you seek your Heavenly Father and you know that he's with you, God's word says that there's a peace that comes upon your soul that surpasses all understanding, meaning your friends, your coworkers, they will never understand the peace that you have inside of you. Why? Because it only comes from God himself. Can we praise God today for that? And folks, listen, this peace with God, here's the beauty of it. This message of peace not only means us peace with God, right? We're in right relationship with God. We have peace inside of our soul, right? But not only that, it also leads to something else. Write this down, letter C. It leads to peace with others. Listen carefully just for one moment. Some of us today are children of God. You are at peace with God, yet you are at war with your spouse. Some of us have peace with God, yet we are at war with a family member. Some of us have peace with God, but you are at war with that coworker. You're at war with that schoolmate. And so here's the thing. Listen, we have the peace of God. We're at peace with God. Everything's resolved for us. We have the peace of God inside of us. And listen, we sing about the peace of God. We come to church, we sing. We go on social media, we post about the peace of God. But yet in our lives, we're not striving for peace with those in our lives. Listen, child of God, God's words remind, tells us, listen, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you. Along with all malice, be kind to one another and turn tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. Amen. Listen, this is a reminder for me and for you that whenever there's conflicts in our lives and we want to go at war, listen, remind yourself that you're at peace with God. Remind yourself that just like God, listen, strive for peace with you. He made peace possible with you. You're now at peace with God. He's forgiven of everything you've done. Then if you've experienced that, then strive for peace with those around you. Can I get an amen to that? Amen. And folks, here is why this is so important, all right? Everyone heads up at all campuses, everyone pay attention to this. It's so important. Because Satan, your enemy, knows that it cannot do anything to disrupt the eternal peace that you have with God. Right? Once Christ died for your sins, he made that possible. You came to know Christ as Savior. There is nothing that he could ever do to disrupt the peace that you have with God. He is your Heavenly Father forever and ever. Nothing could change that. But you know what he can disrupt in your life? He can disrupt the peace that you have with your people in your life. Even, especially those who are closest to you. You see, the enemy is going to use whatever possible, whatever stress, to try to remove the peace that you have with those in your life. Stress at work, stress with kids, stress with an issue, stress with a mortgage, stress with all these things. He's going to use all these things to try to wedge himself into your life to disrupt the peace that you have with the people in your life. And so listen, today, it's a reminder for you. Listen, that your enemy is not your spouse. That your enemy is not that family member. That your enemy is not that person at work, is not that boss, is not that person at school. Listen, your enemy is your enemy, Satan himself. And so listen, the enemy is the true enemy. And so listen, do not let the enemy win in your life. Do not let him have his way in this Christmas season in your life. Don't let him win in your family. Do not let him win in your marriage. And do not let him live with your relationships in your life. And so here's what I want to challenge us today. If you are a family here, right, that you are, right, all believers in Christ, you come to church together, you worship God, and you know God, listen, I want to encourage you. Listen, strive for peace with one another. Conflicts are going to come. Differences are going to come. But there has to be a point where you set your pride aside, that you set your preferences aside for the sake of pursuing peace. Why? You are not going to let the enemy win in your life. Amen? And listen, if that other person is not a believer in your family, at work, wherever they may be, listen carefully. If that person is not a believer and you are, well, listen to what God's words remind us. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live what? Peaceably with all. Listen, you do your best to be at peace and have a clear conscience with God. Why? Because our Lord Jesus said this to us, blessed are the what? Peacemakers, For they shall be called the what? The sons of God, the children of God. And so listen, in this Christmas season, let's remind ourselves that we, because we have the peace of God, we should strive for peace with others. Can I get an amen to that? And folks, here's what's amazing. This beautiful message that the angels sang was not only for you and for me that know God. Listen, but it was for somebody else as well. In fact, write this down as big number three. The angels sang a message of peace for all people. Folks, notice what the angel said. He says, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for what? For all the people. You see, one of the great mysteries of that first Christmas night is that through this child, not only ethnic Israel can have peace with God, but all people could have peace with God, regardless of race, regardless of socioeconomic status, regardless of the color of your skin, regardless of what nationality you are, regardless of how you look, regardless of how old you are, and regardless of how young you are. This message that thousands upon thousands of angels declared was for everyone. And listen, Christ Fellowship, for those of us who have experienced this message of peace, we're now entrusted with this message, not only for us today, but also for future generations as well, amen? And folks, not only are children here, they need to see that message, that message from us, but listen, even the children abroad, even in the most outer spots, remote parts of, for example, in a country like Colombia, in the most remote areas, and even to a little boy named Kevin who was far from God. In fact, take a look at this video.
Kevin is one of those glimpses of Jesus at work that I got to experience that I'm so thankful for. Back in 2020, Christ Fellowship saw a need to reach kids at home with the Bible and worship and a message, so we started doing Sea of Kids Online. At that time, though, there was a deep desire to reach the kids at our global campuses. Many of them were in South America, and so we started doing Sea of Kids Online in Spanish. But little did we know that God was pursuing this little boy named Kevin through the Sea of Kids Online Spanish episodes. One day, this boy named Kevin is scrolling through Facebook, his mom's Facebook, just looking for content to watch. And he comes across this Sea of Kids Online episode that God so perfectly ordained for him to find. And he sees that we are giving shout outs to these kids at Villavicencio, Colombia, at one of the campuses there. Kevin runs to his mom and he's like, Mom, look, I need to go here. It's so fun. Look, they have a kids program. And so his mom, Nellie, is like, Kevin, this is crazy. We're not going there. But Kevin kept watching every Saturday. And he kept asking and begging his mom to take him. Mom, please, we need to go. This looks so fun. Please. So one Sunday, Nellie tells Kevin, okay, Kevin, we're going to go. But it was really far from them. It was a bus ride and several miles walking. But they went. Now, what you need to know about Kevin and Nellie is that they had never gone to church before. So when they arrived at the church. Thankfully, Kevin loved Sea of Kids, and they have been attending ever since. Kevin, throughout the years, eventually came to know Christ as his Savior, and he even got baptized. His mom, Nellie, now serves as one of our Sea of Kids volunteers. And Kevin, now graduating this year from fifth grade, hopes to be able to volunteer and serve as a Sea of Kids volunteer, to be able to share Jesus with other kids, just as Sea of Kids was able to share Jesus with him. God is doing something so incredible in Sea of Kids, not just here in Miami, but across all of our global campuses. And he's reaching kids just like Kevin, for his glory so that they can become a light. And I'm just so thankful that I get to be a part of it and that we all get to be a part of it through Christ Fellowship. seeing children give their life to Christ every day in Sea of Kids is such an honor. And that is also happening at our global campuses. When we hear stories of kids worshiping and serving the Lord and coming to know Him at a deeper level, that is just something so beautiful to see. And it's such an honor that we get to be a part of that.
Amen. Amen. And so you see, you know, we have a responsibility not only to internalize and live out the peace of God, but also pass this message to the next generation. Amen. You know, since the angels declared that message 2,000 years ago, generation after generation has been declaring this message to the next. Now we have a responsibility for the next, amen? Which, as you heard earlier in the service, that's what our Christmas offering is all about this year. Listen, it's contributing above and beyond this year in order to renovate our children's ministries and really ensure that the next generation internalizes and experiences this message of peace that the angels declared, amen? And so let me end with this. You know, some of us are here right now, and you have not experienced peace in your life. I've been talking for over 30 minutes about the peace of God, this peace that transcends understanding, but you have never experienced that. You have never experienced true peace. You're wondering, Omar, how can I experience that? Because I feel like I want to get right with God. I feel like I need God in my life. And I'm tired. I'm tired of living life by myself, apart from God. I need God in my life. So how can I start a relationship with God? How can I be reconciled to God so that I can have that peace in my life? Well, listen, the answer to your question is embedded in the angel song. Listen to what it says. It says, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom He is what? Pleased. Now notice, God's peace is only for those whom He is pleased with. Now the question is, how do you please God? Is it by coming to church and sitting down at church service? Is it by doing religious works, religious actions, looking on the outside like you're religious? Is it by doing some sort of ritual when you are an infant or some sort of tradition as you grew up? Is it by doing some good work, by going out and helping those in need? Listen, you can do all those things and never know God, never have peace with God. Because peace only comes by faith and by faith alone. In fact, listen to what it says in Hebrews 11. It says, and without faith, it is impossible to please God. For whoever would draw near to God, you want to draw near to God today? You must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who diligently seek Him. Listen, there has to be a moment in your life and in my life where you say, you know what? If you want to get right with God, if you want to have the peace of God, if you want to be with God, then you have to come to a point where you put your faith and trust in what Jesus did for you at the cross. How He lived that perfect life for you. How He went to the cross and died for your sins. And resurrected to new life to give you a future and a hope. The Bible says that when you put your faith, when you draw near to God through faith, through surrender, the Bible says that He forgives you of all of your sins. All the things you came in here and you are carrying and you're hiding, He knows them. And He casts those sins as far as the east is from the west. And then He brings you close. There's peace with you and God. He brings you close. He makes you His own. You start a personal relationship with God. And from that moment on, you go on to live a life with your Heavenly Father in which He will never leave you or forsake you. And you will begin to experience for the very first time the peace that these angels sang about. The question is, will you put your trust and faith in Christ today? Let's bow our head for prayer. Now, Lord, we come today, oh God, and this December morning, and we thank You, O Lord, that today, Lord, for those of us who are Yours, You, Lord, we are at peace with You, O God. Let us live out that peace in our life. And with all heads bowed and all eyes closed at all campuses, listen, if you're here today and you're saying, you know what, man, I'm ready to start a relationship with God. I need God in my life. Well, listen, in a few moments, I'm going to lead you through a prayer, okay? But before I do that, if you feel today, you know what, man, I'm ready. Man, I'm ready to start a relationship with God. In a few moments, I'm going to ask you to slip up your hand with no one looking around. And I'm going to ask you just to slip up your hand as an affirmation to your own soul that, yes, I know God, I need God, and I'm ready. And so that's you, listen, with no one looking around, with all eyes closed, if you feel like, you know what, today I'm ready, as an affirmation of what's happening inside of you, with no one looking around, all eyes closed, just slip up your hand as a sign, yes, I'm ready. I see you in the front. Anybody else? I see you as well. I see you. I see you on the left. Anybody else? Anybody else? Says, you know what, I'm ready. Anybody else? I see you, sir. Anybody else? At all campuses. Amen. You can put your hand down. So if that's you, so the Lord sees your heart. He knows. He loves you. So pray this quietly to yourself. But listen, you don't pray this to me. You pray this to the God who gave his son so that you can know him, all right? You pray to him. And it's not the words that you say now. It's simply the faith behind those words. So pray this with me. Father, today I realize how far I am from you, O God. And so I come before you and I confess all of my sin. I ask you for forgiveness of my sin. And I put my trust and my faith in what your son did for me at that cross. Save me, O God, today. And for the rest of my life, Lord, help me to experience the peace that only comes from you, O Lord. Thank you for saving me today, O Lord. I love you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name I pray, and all of God's people say, amen and amen. Hey, can you encourage all those who prayed that prayer? Many hands went up across the room at all campuses. Listen, if you prayed that prayer at one of our campuses, listen, here's what I want to encourage you. Listen, it's a great day for you. It's a day where you say, you know what? I need God in my life. And listen, he heard, he's there with you. And forever, your future's changes. But listen, it's a long journey. And we want to help you take steps in your walk with the Lord. So listen, on the way out, if you feel, whether you raise your hand or not, if you feel like, man, today, you know what? I'm starting a relationship with God. Here's what I'm going to ask you to do. On the way out, there's a Next Step booth that you can stop by and you can go there. And listen, we have a team of people that would like to connect with you for a minute or so, give you a brand new leather Bible free of charge. And then we're going to connect it to one of our pastors. So in the next several days and weeks, we can just help you in your new walk with the Lord. Listen, it's a small little, a few minutes that really will provide a huge difference in your new walk with the Lord. Can we encourage those again to make sure to stop by, all right? And so listen, now we're gonna end today's service by singing the same carol we sang a little while, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. So at all campuses, stand up with me together and let's sing one more time together.